I didn't put my mic on. Damn it! It's James Pribram's here. Are you on? I think you're on.
I don't think.
Speak.
So. I can't hear myself.
You can't. Well, that's because you've got your own little mic thing down there. You see that? Where are you plugged into? You've no idea. You don't need to hear yourself.
I'm not even plugged in.
No. James Pribram is an eco warrior. I've been making fun of him all week by because of that nom and clatcher.
Hey,
is that what they call
word.
It?
Can you say that twice?
Is that what they... No.
Seashells by the seashore? Come on.
But I was at somebody's house yesterday with a bunch of guys that are from Laguna, have been here a long, long time. And I said, oh, I've become friends with this guy, James Pribram. Do you know him? And everyone's like, yeah, we know him. He's a great guy. Not only is he a great surfer, but he's done some brilliant things in the community. He's actually gives back and all that. And I'm like, oh, I feel a bit bad now.
Hey, I knew you were meeting with those guys, and I paid them with your paycheck.
Hey, are you doing a surf report? You're a little late, but let me play this.
Here's your morning surf report with Eco Warrior James Pribram on KX93.5.
There you go. That's more like it. Everything's gotten sort of pushed back. I arrive here at, like, I don't know, 5:45, something like that, and we start the show. And then I have to do the news. They send me the news. And, like, Tyler gets it on bang at 7 o'clock, the news. I have yet to get it on before 7:30.
Yeah, but you know, you're unscripted. That's why you and I get along and we have this banter of teasing each other, and you know, we're just different. That's why we do stuff like this. We're not like these
not like other people.
We don't wear saddle shoes and check up. In.
Now you're back to being ego warrior.
Oh.
Listen. We're not like other men. We feel more. We're more
No, I definitely don't feel more. I wish I did. And when it comes to you, I feel nothing. Absolutely nothing. Except
yeah, but you feel the pain of the world. You feel the earth.
I feel
pain.
My own pain when I'm looking over there and I got to talk to you.
Hello. Sorry about that. You got to look
call
at
me,
this.
You call me names.
Whereas I can look
Wait
at
till
you.
I take you in the ocean, pal.
I'm not excited anymore. I'm not going anywhere near the ocean with you, pal.
You know.
I get to look at you, but you have to look at me, so tough.
Yeah, but I'm good looking.
That's right. I get to look at you and your great beauty and your warmth and your deep caring for the planet.
Today's weather.
Okay, let's do it.
Actually, today is beautiful out there.
Is it? I mean, there was a guy, you were right. You totally called it. There was another guy at Mozambique last night. I played at Mozambique last night. Guy was a surfer dude, was talking to one of the members of the band, and I overheard him and I said, what's the surf like? And he said, there's some little bit too much west in it.
Yeah,
it's a bit choppy and westy. It's big. He said it's big.
He listened
but
to my surf report, obviously.
I know, and I said, did you pearl? And he goes, yeah, a couple of times. What of it?
I need to learn something about music, and I'll throw out a couple keywords at you and pretend like I know what I'm talking about. You'll be like, Pribram, just shut up. But I was so rudely interrupted. Mm-hmm. We have a silky, smooth 6 to 8 foot swell out there today.
Mm.
It's really cleaned up. It's beautiful conditions. 180 degrees south swell. Mm. We still have some big sets, about 10 feet, maybe a little larger. Oh. With the high tide this morning at 10:52 a.m., a 3.77. Going out until 4:03 p.m., a 1.48. So there's not a huge tidal difference today, which is going to make surfing really good. And it's not that windy, pal, but I got to tell you, it might just actually stay overcast today.
They say it's going to rain towards the end of the week. I got a call from the city saying that, because Sunset Serenades is this week at the Heisler Park. It's a gig that we do 8 times a year up there at Heisler Park. And they're saying, could rain Friday.
Yeah. Well, I'm going to go with a no right now.
Are you?
I may change that, but right now it's a no.
All right,
but we're more than 72 hours off, so we'll see what happens. We'll see what develops in our weather system.
Okay.
How about that?
Thanks.
It's really good seeing you this morning.
Mate, it's not. Thanks for coming. I know that you didn't. You had a late night, and it's a bit tiring.
Not even a good late night. Just work it. Hey, let me mention real quick. Our Adopt the Beach cleanup is this weekend, 9 a.m. to noon. Come down to Quicksilver Board Riders, downtown Laguna Beach, get all your supplies, get a 20% discount card for Quicksilver clothing.
Where are you going to be cleaning? Which beaches? Everywhere? Doesn't matter.
So we're going to have two cleanup stations for volunteers to pick up their materials. Quicksilver Board Riders Club downtown, and brand new, just added yesterday, The Ranch
in
South Laguna. And then after our beach cleanup, we're going to have a little gathering at the ranch after with discounted food and drinks for all the volunteers. And then, so you can show up at one of those beach cleanup stations, grab what you need, go to your favorite beach, clean it up, do your part. And then come join us at the ranch at noon.
I think we should advise people to wear gloves when they're rooting around in the sand, right?
Yeah, we provide that. We provide gloves and bags and a little kind of protocol list of how to do it properly and what to take and what not to.
Yeah, very cool.
Yeah, hopefully we'll see you, because we should add that KX93.5 FM adopted Pearl Street.
And did we do that? I didn't know we'd done that. How cool of us.
Yeah, we have some, you know, the ranch has adopted Aliso Beach, KX93.5, Laguna's Only FM adopted Pearl Street. A good friend of mine, Eddie, adopted Sleepy Hollow. So if you want to adopt a beach, get a hold of me and do your part and adopt your beach and get out there and help us keep our oceans.
Is there a way
beaches.
To do that? Is there like a website or something to adopt a beach? That's a very cool thing to do.
Yeah, it's quite similar to adopt a highway. And then we thank all our people who have adopted our beaches and taken part. And so we really make it more than just a beach cleanup, but a community-based event.
If you adopt but adopting a beach is cool, and the beach is always beautiful and wonderful. If you adopt a highway, it's like you adopted a kid and then, like, you went, I don't really like this kid anymore.
Yeah.
But you've got it now. You're stuck with it, sort of thing.
I mean, I'm just so grateful if people want to adopt our beaches, because it's such a huge part of the culture in Laguna. And, you know, Quicksilver adopted Main Beach.
It's important.
Yeah, it's great, as you know, bringing people together. Like you were talking about your 133 project. Local legends playing music together.
Yeah, I played last night in Mozambique. It was good fun.
Yeah, and when you bring a collective group of people together, the energy is so positive and outward. Yeah. It's awesome. So,
well, you're an inspiring guy, man, and you're inspired, which makes you inspiring, and that enrolls people into your thing, and you know, great things can happen. The sum of the parts is greater than the whole.
Wow.
Hmm.
I was going to say I perspire.
You do perspire. Hey, I went to a beach cleanup one time, and I took a bag down there, but it was really embarrassing because the beach was already clean.
Oh, this sounds like Little Nick Guy.
It's Buddy Guy playing Feels Like Rain.
I was wrong there.
It's weather inspired. James Pribram's been here.
I've been here.
Yes, goodbye.
Goodbye.
Downhill the river meets the sea. And in this sticky heat, I feel you.